For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to our second episode of the day, the quick hitter streaming edition of Fantasy NBA Today. We're going to get you through your playoffs. I'm going to try to do this as many days as humanly possible between now and the end of the regular season, and then short shows forever. It's not true. Thank you for watching. As always, I hope these shows are helpful to any of you that are in head-to-head formats. This is not, like, the morning show tends to be a little bit more roto-leaning. Afternoon show tends to be a little bit more head-to-head leaning. There's obviously crossover in the morning because you're looking for guys that can just put up big numbers. But this show, these streaming episodes, are about maximizing games played if you're in your playoffs or if you're rumbling towards them in your playoff format league. I am Dan Vasperis. This is Fantasy NBA Today, a SportsEthos.com presentation. Find me over on Twitter at Dan Vasperis. And if you're watching on Twitter, make sure you take a second to hit that follow button. Also, the like button, no matter where you're taking in the content. Like it on Twitter. Like it on YouTube. Like it on... I guess you can't like it on Spotify or iTunes, can you? Maybe you can. I don't know. What the hell do I know? But you can subscribe on pretty much all of those things. Following on Twitter is the equivalent. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, if that still exists. I don't think it does. Google Play, is that still a thing? I don't know. I'm an old man. So what do we got going on today? Well, kind of bad news today, actually. It's not a great day for streaming. And I'll show you why here as we throw the premium streaming calendar up on the screen. The reason we don't do this every day for the entire season is I'm not giving you the streaming chart for the entire year. You got to pay for an NBA pass to get that most of the season. And also why I zoom in, because I can't have you guys looking at everything out in front. Go get an NBA fantasy pass if you want to see this thing for the whole season. But I'm giving you kind of a bonus here at the end of this year. Probably won't put this on the screen next season, but I do think it's worth getting. One of the many reasons to get a fantasy pass. But right now, you guys get to check it out. Here's the issue today. It's Tuesday, March the 12th. Those that are watching, again, you can see the calendar on your screen. But those that are listening, I'm going to explain it all anyway. I start with the teams where you should be considering dropping players. The reason I do that is because it's great and all to find players to add, but you got to know who you're going to dump to get them. And frankly, I believe that's the more important part, because the adds you want to be doing at basically the very last second. When you get an injury report on a specific team, you'll know who's in, who's out, and kind of what you're going to get out of your volume streamer. The drops, it's great. You can plan that way in advance, provided no one on your team is a late scratch. That's another reason to wait on until the end. Then you get your hierarchy. So the hierarchy of drops is late scratches, because you don't want zeros. I guess slightly longer-term injuries would kind of come before late scratches. And then right under that would be teams that have horrible schedules. The teams that have horrible schedules today, Tuesday, March the 12th, are the Lakers, who had the terrible schedule yesterday, and they still have the worst schedule today. Yesterday, they were 3 games in 11 days. Today, they're 3 games in 10 days. That remains the worst, including just 2 games the rest of this week, and they don't even start next week with a game for a couple of game days. So the Lakers are your drops. Anybody fringy on them? 3-11, you kind of had to drop everyone. 3-10 becomes a little bit more palatable for, you know, someone like an Austin Reeves, who's been pretty good lately, actually, but you're definitely not picking up anybody beyond Reeves and D'Lo. The Cavaliers have pivoted into a bad schedule after they had a good one last week. Cavs have 2 games over 6 days. The Warriors have 2 games over 6 days. And the Minnesota Timberwolves also have 2 games over 6 days. But one of those games is tonight. So it'd be kind of dumb to drop a Timberwolf tonight when they play tonight. Because starting tomorrow, they have the worst schedule the rest of the week. Lakers at that point have 2 games over 5 days and 3 games over, what did I say? 9, I guess. But it's also 3 games over 6 at that point, because a lot of the bad stuff for the Lakers is on the back end of it. Not to say that their schedule gets good, but Minnesota will have the worst schedule starting tomorrow, 1 game over 5 days. But for now, today, they don't, because they play tonight. They're in LA to take on the Clippers. So you're probably not dropping a Minnesota player tonight. If you manage to hold them this far, you can go ahead and drop them tomorrow. So your fringy players on these clubs, for Cleveland, it would be like, like a George Niang. If you had picked up Sam Merrill. Even Isaac Okoro, he's been good, but he hasn't been good enough. The thing you could also do with Cleveland is hold through tomorrow, and that's the same thing with Golden State. So it comes down a little bit to whether or not you like the player on those teams. And the reason I bring that up, because normally if you're looking at a Cleveland or a Golden State and you're like, ugh, 2 games over the last 6 days of this week, I got to get off of this sinking ship, because typically over 6 days, you can find a bunch of options of players that have 4 games. Here's where things get a little bit complicated. The complicating factor for this week is that there's almost no options of players that have 4 games over the next 6 days. It's extraordinarily slim pickings on the strong scheduling side. You guys know that when I'm doing this long streaming stuff, one of our big targets is to try to add 2 games played over the length of a particular long stream. So if you're taking a Warrior to drop over the next 6 days, you're looking for someone who has 4 games to their 2. There are, I believe, 2 teams. Let me triple check one thing. Yeah, 2 teams. For a brief moment, I thought it might have been 1, but it's 2 teams. The Clippers and the Wizards are the 2 teams that have 4 games over the next 6 days. The good news is that both of these teams have fringe-level players on them. The Wizards are loaded up with them these days, and we already have Rashawn Holmes listed out for tonight. We already know a bunch of other guys in the Wizards have been out for a while. So while that does open a few things up, some of those players might already be rostered. For the Clippers, since Russell Westbrook went down, that kind of opened things up for a Norman Powell, who probably is already on a roster. But then you also have an option like a Terrence Mann, or if you wanted to go with a backup center, like a Mason Plumlee or Daniel Tice, that's a pretty clunky other option there. But Terrence Mann makes a lot of sense. On the Wizards, Corey Kispert probably rostered, but maybe not. He would make a lot of sense. Bilal Koulibaly, who I'm not a huge fan of in just sort of like overall fantasy appeal, but 4 games over 6 days, especially with all of these guys hurt, he makes a lot of sense as well. And should Landry Shamet happen to resurface, he would be your sort of one additional very large tier down from those other guys. But you could be way up a creek. Because if those guys, like if Terrence Mann is already rostered, because the Clippers are in the middle of a 5-game and 7-day stretch, so he could have been picked up a couple days ago, or let's say Kispert is already rostered, you're basically looking at Koulibaly as kind of your only remaining choice. And maybe Mann is still out there. I think Terrence Mann is pretty lightly rostered because he hasn't been putting up eye-popping numbers, and people sort of were willing to overlook the Clippers' good schedule because he wasn't all that interesting. And I get it, he's not interesting, but again, 5-7 for them was interesting. And for the Wizards, 4-6 is interesting. The other paths you could choose require you to use more roster moves, which typically I don't want to advocate for on a Tuesday. The teams that have back-to-backs are the ones that then fall into that mix. So the back-to-back teams are Indiana, Memphis, and Sacramento. By the way, the reason the Clippers are a little bit better than the Wizards is that their back-to-back is midweek. The Wizards' back-to-back is at the end of the week, so you have less flexibility there, but they're pretty close. Either way, you have to wait on it. Indy, Memphis, and Sacramento have a back-to-back today, tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. And they all have some options on those teams as well, like, T.J. McConnell, Obi Toppin, Andrew Nembhard, Santi Aldama, Jake LaRavia, G.G. Jackson, Lamar Stevens, Kevin Huerter. So, like, there are some fringe-level players, and with Memphis, you're looking for guys that are definitely going to play in both of the back-to-backs. But the problem is, if you used any moves yesterday, and remember, we had a bunch of teams that we wanted to abandon ship on yesterday, if you used moves on Monday, you really don't have moves to use today.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One, at the absolute most. So, like, there's a league I'm in where I have four moves. I used one yesterday. I'm willing to use one more today. I do not want to be over two moves left. So that's another way to look at it. Like, if you have a six-move week, you could use four Monday and Tuesday to really load up on the front end. Most of us have four weekly moves on Yahoo. That's the default. Other sites have kind of followed suit. Do not use more than half of those Monday and Tuesday. You're going to want to make sure you have some moves for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in case someone gets hurt, because you got to get off of those zeros. And those are days where you can still get, Wednesday, Thursday, you can still get three games left out of an injured slot. Someone who gets hurt, you can swap them out for somebody who plays three times. Friday, you could swap them out for somebody who plays twice. Then you use your last couple of moves, probably Thursday, Friday range. Maybe you want to save one for Saturday if you can, but if you're in a tight battle, you might need to use them up Thursday, Friday. But please don't use more than two moves out of four Monday and Tuesday. So then that's problematic, because if you're using one of, let's say you used one move yesterday, you're using another one today, and you pick up Jake LaRavia, who would probably be a decent stream today and tomorrow, you can't hold him after Wednesday. You must abandon ship. Indy, Memphis was the third team I said. I already forgot. I have to remember these things. Sacramento. There you go. Putting them up on the screen for everybody. All three of those teams play one time the final 4 days of this week. So there's no flexibility at all. Meaning then you have to use another of your remaining, your two moves left. You have to use your third move on Thursday on that guy you just picked up. Otherwise, you didn't even add a game played for this week in a lot of instances. The Warriors, the Cavaliers I just mentioned, yeah, you turned a two-game week into a three-game week. Congratulations, but really wanted to turn a two into a four. Because an extra game played means that the guy you pick up just needs to be significantly worse to actually hit value. And I don't like that at all. Because if you have to, let's take Kevin Huerter as an example here because he's super boring. You pick up Kevin Huerter tonight. They got Milwaukee tonight, Lakers tomorrow. By the way, the Lakers played Kevin Huerter right off the damn floor the last time these two teams went head-to-head. They went Malik Monk for basically the whole damn ball game, and extra Trey Lyles. Extra helping of Trey Lyles. If you pick up Kevin Huerter Tuesday, Wednesday, I wouldn't, but let's for this hypothetical say that you did. You need to use your third move on Thursday to get the hell off of Kevin Huerter. There's no universe where Kevin playing one game in 4 days is useful for your fantasy team. Now you're down to one remaining move. So if you have a different slot that you are streaming, you're praying on Thursday, basically, like, frankly, from the moment you make that move today, you have to cross your fingers that no one on your team gets hurt the rest of the week. Because if they do, you're either stuck with Huerter or the other slot you're streaming or the injured guy, which would be the worst case of all. So that's why I really don't like going for the back-to-back tonight, tomorrow. You jam yourself into such a tight spot from an how many moves do I have left standpoint that I don't know how you recover from that. You need to leave yourself some kind of wiggle room in streaming in case something goes wrong. And this time of year, something always goes wrong. Here are the names that we just talked about. I'll put them up on the screen in case anybody didn't hear them as I was going through it. TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin, Andrew Nembhard on Indy on the back-to-back. Memphis has Aldama, Laravia, Gigi Jackson, Lamar Stevens, Sacramento's Kevin Huerter, Clippers, Terrence Mann. That one gets a more of a, I know he's not as good as some of these other guys fantasy-wise, but four games versus three the rest of the week is a big deal. And you can hold him the rest of the week. And then Washington, the best play out of all of these is Corey Kispert in a landslide. But unfortunately, Rashawn Holmes has been ruled out already. Bilal Coulibaly would probably be my third choice. Kispert, Mann, Coulibaly, likely in that order. Coulibaly more for steals and blocks and some rebounds. Terrence Mann will get you some points, a little bit more in that category, maybe an extra three-pointer. Slightly better percentages, but very few defensive stats. So it kind of depends, I think, on what categories you're hunting. And that's the issue with using a move today. Now, you know, there are other scenarios where you might need to. Like Phoenix, for instance, if you had Royce O'Neal for a while, which I did on a number of teams, streaming, not streaming, whatever, he's been putting up good numbers, so I've just been kind of sitting on him. He's been good enough to play in a three-game week because of those big rebound, assist, steal, block totals. With the big three healthy, that's probably not worthwhile, even though they have a pretty damn good schedule at the end of this week. Right? So that's a situation where maybe you do use a move today and you move off of Royce O'Neal because he hasn't been very good and you move over to like a Corey Kispert if he's available or a Terrence Mann who's going to give you somewhat of a similar stat set, fewer defensive stats, but the other stuff like relatively tight, but he's going to do it over four games instead of three. How much is that worth? Or do you hang on and try to find only scenarios where you can add more than one game played with your move? Because the Clippers, and again, you got to look a little bit farther ahead. The Clippers, after this week, they go into a three-game week, and that might be your finals, meaning you'd have to get the hell off of Terrence Mann at some point. The other nice thing about the Clippers is if you absolutely had to, you could use a move on Saturday, the end of the week when they have a game on Sunday. You know, Brooklyn has a back-to-back over the weekend, and Washington has a back-to-back over the weekend, but again, we already talked about that. So, you know, a lot of Nets are going to get dropped because they only play one time over the first 5 days of this week. If you wanted to move back to a Brooklyn Net starting on Saturday, they'd have a pretty good stretch there for the weekend back-to-back. So just something to kind of look a little bit farther down the line. Again, later on this week, and it might be Thursday or Friday when we do this little quick hitter streaming show, we're going to work in some of the players as they loop back around towards next week. We'll call them kind of like a, you know, playoff stashes sort of deal. And hopefully that'll be of some kind of use to you guys. What do we got here? Quick check of the chat room, see if anybody's got some streaming questions. Oh, hey, it's our buddy that was calling me out on the morning show for thinking Kristaps was going to play. I got you, dude. I got you. I remember that name. Give some credit, please. Delonte says, I'd love for you to explain why you don't like Bilal Coulibaly. Because his percentages are trash. His percentages are trash. You've been getting fed a bill of goods on him this year. He's played pretty good minutes, 27 minutes a game this year. He's outside the top 200. But this show is about streaming, and four games in 6 days, even of that crap, is good enough. 13.9 steals, 0.8 blocks, you know, and if his minutes are up in the mid-30s with all the guys injured on the team, there's a chance that he could actually be up and over one of each of those things. And you get that four times, you know, if we're talking about 6 3-pointers, 5 steals, 4 blocks, that actually becomes pretty valuable. The problem is he shoots 44% from the field and 70 at the free throw line, and he really doesn't score, rebound, or pass enough. So everybody's getting kind of caught up in this thing, and I was getting yelled at a bunch earlier this year, but he's like fantasy good in just the defensive stats. That's the only category where if you take him up to 30 minutes, he's a positive. That's it. Not 36 minutes, because I know we do per 36, but nobody plays 36 minutes in the NBA these days outside of like the top 10, 11 players in the league and Josh Hart. but like Bilal, let's get him to 30, 31, 32. He won't be above average in points. He won't be above average in rebounds. He won't be above average in assists. He will probably be above average in steals and blocks. And his 2 out of 9 categories and turnovers will probably be around league average. So are 2 out of 9 categories good enough? 12-team 9-cat? No. But 4 games in 6 days? Yes. I was planning on dropping Daniel Gafford after Thursday, but now I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that we're all going to have to contend with, because Dallas moves into a very bad schedule after their game on Thursday, where they go 3 times over 10 days. You could conceivably hold the Mavericks until Thursday of next week, because they do go 3 games over 7 days. You treat it like a 3-game week after that game for Dallas on Thursday. That, to me, is acceptable. Then they're off for 3 days. They go 2 games over 7 days starting on March 22nd. That's where things really get ugly for the Mavs. So I think you could probably hang on, and I don't think it would sink you. Dr. Mario says, Mason Plumlee? Yeah, I'm not super thrilled about it. I mean, you could. I mentioned his name in passing, but I'm not particularly thrilled about it. Thoughts on the Rockets' beneficiaries with Şengün out? So you'll probably see Jock Landale get starts, but blech. I don't think he'll play enough. I think they'll go to Jeff Green for 15 minutes, Landale for 20. And then my hope, deep in my heart, my hope is that Amen Thompson gets like a 5-6 minute bump. That's all it would take. Even Cam Whitmore getting a 5-6 minute bump. So maybe we get something out of the young guys in Houston. That's what I would watch very closely. Watch their next ball game live if you can, so you can see the rotations. You can learn a lot. They're playing tonight in San Antonio. So try to watch that game and see when guys come in, what they're doing. It may be an Amen Thompson or Cam Whitmore thing. 16-teamer, should I keep Naz Reid if there are no decent pickups from the teams with 3 games over the next 5? It's tough, man. They got 1 game over 5 days. Someone in that 3-game, like, there's so many teams that go 3 times, I can't imagine that there isn't someone who does even a little bit of something. Now, in a deeper league, I get it, because, like, your pickups are going to be garbage, and Naz Reid is going to be rolling, like, top 60. So, yeah, you might not have a choice. If the guys you're picking up are, like, top 250, 300 range, 3 games out of them might still not get to 1 game of Naz Reid. Just do the quick math and then go from there. Who's the Celtic ad for tonight? Well, the Celtic ad yesterday, hopefully you guys will start to watch every show, Pat, calling you out, Pat, because on yesterday's show, I spent a bunch of time talking about Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser. Did a bunch of that stuff. Are we playing Luke Kornet today? Probably. He's probably going to start. It's going to be Kornet for like 25 to 30 minutes and probably Xavier Tillman for the other 15 to 20. Yeah. So I didn't intend to do a whole like Q&A thing. I'm trying to keep these shows 15 minutes or less, and we're at 20 right now. If you got more questions, send them on into Discord. Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate the pop-up and listenership here on this streaming show. Good luck tonight. Let's keep it rolling. We'll keep doing these 2-a-days. I really appreciate you guys. Again, like, rate, subscribe, all that stuff on the way out, and we'll keep these things going as many days in a row as I can. So long for now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.